The next patient is Sharon Richter. The last name is R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Sharon is the first name, S-H-A-R-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, A1. Period. The patient has atrophy of the right kidney, most likely associated to renal artery stenosis that was stented sometime in the past by Dr. Shimshak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. Period. The laboratory workup is consistent with a serum creatinine of 1.5, an estimated EFR that is 34 mLs per minute. A BUN that is 28, albumin 4.8, and serum electrolytes with their normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is 84 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The most likely situation is that the variation in the GFR is related to hemodynamic changes. Whether or not the patient was somewhat volume contracted is a possibility, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 155 over 74. The patient states that the blood pressure readings at home are lower than the ones at the office. She's reminded of following a low sodium diet and avoid excessive amounts of fluid and follow a plant-based diet. Following number. Hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 135 with an HDL of 30 and LDL of 64. Triglycerides are 253. We discussed with the patient the sources of triglycerides, and choose to avoid simple sugars and fried food. Increase the activity. She says that during the last month, she hasn't been as active as she used to be. Following number, degenerative joint disease. That at the present time doesn't have any exacerbations. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition. We are going to give an appointment to see us in the 6 to 8 months, and we're going to repeat the laboratory workup. Meanwhile, the patient is followed with the primary, Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, and we will reevaluate with laboratory workup. I invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.